Boom, coming in hot, Chiskey. Do you know what day it is, baby? It's opening day. Check this out. Right outside the stadium, Great American Ballpark.
Woo!
The Reds fans, they're ready to go, baby.
Let's go. Dude, no animation today. I came right in. This show started with you saying boom and all those crazy Reds fans out there. This is awesome.
Isn't that great? Dude, I'm not kidding you. I'm at the AC Hotel, which is right across the street, literally from Great American Ballpark, right? 6 a.m. I hear. This is like Mardi Gras, the street out here. 6 a.m. I hear, you know, like basically like a guy on a DJ on a mic, like, are we ready? You know, like,
that's
I look
crazy.
At Sarah, I'm like, what time is it? It's like 6:30.
You know, it's funny. So one of our fans called me up, but like positively, because remember the other day, I'm like, why don't they play the first game at 1 Eastern? And somebody from Cincinnati, one of our followers was like, dude, you don't understand how much goes on. From this, the moment the sun rises in Cincinnati until the first pitch of the game in Cincinnati. Like, how many things are you doing today? How many interviews are you doing?
Dude, I've already done like 5 interviews. I just was at a place called the Holy Grail with like Mo Egger and a couple of the guys. It was incredible. And there were so many fans there, dude. It was like so cool. I think one thing that's so great, man, and I just saw Pokey Reese and Demetri Young. They're the grand marshals for the parade today. So it's so cool to see them down there. But, dude, you know, listen, man, it was 26 years ago that I was, you know, in 1998, I was traded here opening day. You know, talk about an opening day for a young kid.
Yeah.
You know, 26 years later, dude, I am so grateful for the city of Cincinnati, for the Reds, for the fans. And being in that restaurant I was just in with fans coming up and, can we get a picture with you? You know, could you sign this? I'm just so grateful that I was saying that 25 years probably no one will even know who I am. You know what I mean? So like, I'm so grateful for this place. So grateful I still have an opportunity to like, people want a picture with you, want to take it and get an autograph, because it's just the coolest thing ever, man. I love this city and love everything about the Reds. Like I said, traded here 26 years ago on opening day. 14, Jim Bowden traded Dave Burba, his opening day starter, for me 14 hours before opening day, dude. Now that's ballsy.
Hey, man, well, I got to tell you, dude, I mean, you know, we're like brothers, but great things come to great people. So you deserve it, man. Like what you've given back to that city. Your respect for them, your respect for the game of baseball, dude. That's where the love really starts with fans. Is like how hard a player played and you know what they put out there. And you know, it's not just a Cincy uniform for you. Every team you played for, dude, you played half seasons in places, and those people think you're the greatest thing that ever came in. You know, you're playing in Detroit, homers with a busted leg in a World Series, bro. Come on. You deserve this, dude. Enjoy it.
Well,
take it all in, man.
You know what, Chich? I think one thing that I'm grateful for is I was always a big fan of baseball. Like, as far as, like, I was a card collector when I was 14. I used to set up tables at the, you know, Marriott, Green Tree Marriott, Pittsburgh, you know, trying to sell cards and stuff like that. And, like, so when I got to the big leagues, dude, I was like, what? Like, I honestly felt like a fan. Like, even going to some of the All-Star games, I remember, like, 1999 at Fenway Park, you know, Piazza's to my right, Vlad Guerrero's to my left, Randy Johnson's 2 down, Bonds, all these guys. I'm like, this is incredible. If these guys knew what I was thinking right now, like, I really just want to go around and get autographs from everybody, which I did. Autographs from everybody.
Yeah.
And I remember my first year in Cincinnati, bro, 1998, holding guys on at first base, asking those guys, hey, any chance you could sign a ball for me and send it over? Because, like, if I don't start hitting, I'm going to be out of here soon, but at least I have Tony Gwynn's autograph.
Oh, it's unbelievable, dude. And you know? I got one thing that you must do, and I'm sure Sarah might do this for you, dude. Dude, this picture you posted of you standing out there looking out onto the field, and it says 2024 opening day in the back. You got to get that blown up and framed. I know you're not a dig me guy, but I can see, you know, you're really like taking this all in and just absorbing the moment, which is really great, dude. I don't think your perspective is always, it's changed over the last few years, right? Like your mental mindset and everything, I can just see how you're accepting this and just absorbing it. And it's really cool to see, dude, because you deserve it. It's very awesome.
I appreciate that chance so much. And yeah, I was going out to do interviews this morning at 9 o'clock, and that's what I saw when I walked in. I was like, I got to get a picture of this.
That's so good.
But it's so true in life, especially as you get older, you start to look at life. You either take life as granted or for granted. You know what I mean? And when I'm here and get a chance to throw out the first pitch for the Cincinnati Reds Day opening day, I mean, I take it as granted. I can't believe that. I am so grateful to be here. And like I said, dude, another cool thing, I was just walking through the Hall of Fame with Rick Walls, who runs the Hall of Fame, and they just put a new exhibit up, and it's the top 50 home run hitters of all time with the Reds, and there's a bat of all of them, and
Wow.
I'm 23rd all time, bro.
No way. Did you even know
23rd.
that?
I
Did you
didn't know
know
that, dude. I didn't know that. I had 118. I was here for, 8 years. I had 118 homers. So it's
Yeah.
23rd all time, dude,
That's pretty legit.
for yeah, Johnny Bench is one. I don't know who
I don't
else,
know.
yeah, but it was pretty cool. It was really cool.
Nice. Well,
Ernie Lombardi was 22. Ernie Lombardi's, absolute stud. He was
you're right next
22.
to that's so
Yeah,
cool. So
baseball.
who's
Yeah.
your support team? Who do you got with you? Who do you got with you out there? And
Oh, dude, so I got Sarah's here, and then Andrew came and Carly came.
oh my goodness. Oh,
Yeah,
you're gonna
yeah.
cry like a baby all day today, aren't you?
And
What's
dude, look at the dunks I got too. Look at the shoes I got for the
oh,
occasion.
let's go. Who
Aren't
gave you
those
those?
sweet? Aren't those sweet? Sarah pulled it off.
Sarah. Oh, dude, I can't wait to see Sarah's fit, dude. She got a nice
Oh, she's like talking about wearing like she's talking about wearing red leather pants. I don't know. Oh, I see. As a matter of fact, I see them. Hang on, here they are.
Oh my God.
That's her
Let's
outfit.
go, Sarah.
She's got a Casey jersey with red leather pants on.
That is sick. That's so cool. That's rock star style. Oh my God. How about the kids? Are they like freaking out too? Or
They're
like
fired up. Yeah, Carly brought her jersey or Casey jersey. Andrew's like, "Oh, dude, I didn't know we were gonna wear Casey jerseys." I'm like, well, "Let's go clean it up, dude."
sure if there's somebody
I
there
got
that can
my.
get him one.
What'd you say?
I'm sure there's somebody with the Reds who can give him a Casey jersey if they want.
You gotta get them made up, bro. But dude, I got my Casey jersey. I've been running around like doing these interviews. I'm like, I'm gonna do the mayor's office today in my Casey jersey. It'll be the only
That's
time
so
ever.
good. So good. All right. So, final couple thoughts. Are you like sick yet of the advice you've been getting? Like, are you still getting bombarded with advice? Is that weird?
Dude, yeah, well, they were just on, I was just at that on the WLW, and they're like, so the last question they asked today, I said, so are you throwing from the grass or are you going to the rubber?
It's all
And I was
any
like,
macho man who says to
I'm
you,
going to the rubber, baby.
let's go.
I'm going to the, I'm toeing the slab and I'm gonna just let it eat. Although I do, dude, I gotta get like, I do have to throw. So I'm thinking like, I gotta get down to the cages
Yeah.
and throw a little bit
No, I
before.
get it. I get it. Hey,
100%.
dude, you've done as much prep for this as you could have possibly done, other than getting like a rapid release HGH, like you, dude. I was watching. You sent me that video yesterday of you throwing
Yeah.
freaking strikes, dude.
That's
Nice
what I gotta do.
three quarter
Yeah.
mangle, boom. By the way,
Three
you're a professional
quarters
baseball
strike.
player. You can do this. I think this isn't like
Bro,
and by
I'm
the
gonna
way,
nail it. I'm
you're
gonna nail it.
going.
I'm putting it right down the middle, dude.
I
Right down
can't
the
wait.
middle.
I can't wait. And dude, you will, I guarantee, I'm not saying this out of line, you will be the best mayor to have thrown. You will throw the best pitch a mayor has thrown on that field.
Dude,
That's the bottom line.
I said
You
that was
can't.
the last thing that they said to like, can you be better than Mayor Mark Mallory? I go, if I'm not better than Mayor Mark Mallory, take me out of the Hall of Fame ASAP. Get me out of it. If I can't do better than Mallory, get me out of here
You know what's so
ASAP.
funny about that? You said it the other day, and then I grabbed the video and put it in our show. And you were
I'm
like,
so good.
when you said Eric Davis's face, I forgot how disgusted he was. Disgusted by he's like, this is a mayor of my city. He shook his head and just walked to the dugout. It was one of the funniest things. Hey, who's catching it, by the way? Do you know who's catching
I
it?
don't know who's catching it. I don't know. I don't know who's going to catch it.
Wow. What if they bring out Johnny? They're not going to
Oh,
do it.
if they bring up Johnny, I might go into Mark Mallory and throw it 50 feet to the left.
I mean, that's too much. You gotta find that out so you don't get like a shock to your system.
Dude, I like, dude, a quick opening day story. Remember that my first getting traded here opening day 26 years ago when I walked into that clubhouse, the first guy I met was Johnny Bench. How cool is that? The first guy you meet in the Cincinnati Reds clubhouse is Johnny Bench. Let's
Greatest
go.
catcher of all time. That's the
Yeah.
bottom
Yeah.
line.
So nervous talking to him. Still am. Love
Unbelievable.
Johnny.
Nice.
Hey, and don't miss that episode on the mayor's office. Go back to that.
Yeah.
Johnny Bench was one of our first guests ever on the mayor's office.
And he was unbelievable. He's one of the funniest dudes on a planet. He
Dude,
was
he showed us around his house.
showed us around his house. He sells like little chips.
Coins.
Like
Yeah.
he's got a like I think he owns a Chick-fil-A or something. The guy is unbelievable. He's hysterical.
Yeah. He's got like two kids that are like little.
How's the
Yeah.
weather, by the way? Last technical question.
Bro, it's gonna be in the 50s. Look at the blue skies. Now, here you go. Let's go one more
Let's go.
time.
Let me see some more of these people here.
Look at the scene right here.
Holy Stromboli.
A couple of these people might not make it to the game because it looks like there's a lot of drinking going on right now. And
That
look at the
beautiful
blue
city.
skies. Look at the
Beautiful
blue
city.
skies, the city. Then there's the field. There's the Reds Hall of Fame right there. And then yeah, man, dude, Cincinnati is a great city, bro, with some great fans, and some great history, and some great baseball. And you know what, Chich?
Yo.
More importantly, they're fired up for this team. I think this is the vibe here in Cincinnati is different than it's been the last few years. Like with Ellie De La Cruz and just the guys that they have on this team, like there's a vibe here that this team's going to be really good. So people are excited. People are
Did
really
you
excited.
the super quick thing about Ellie De La Cruz? Did you see he did a press conference 100% in English yesterday? And his line
Wow.
was, oh my God, it almost made me tear up. He goes, I need the fans to understand what I'm saying because I love the fans. And so I worked really hard to be able to talk to you guys in English so that the fans can hear what I sound like and hear what I'm saying. Very cool, man.
That's
That's what you
awesome, dude.
want. That's what you want for the future of your organization to be the guy.
That's awesome, man. That means a lot to the fans. That's
Yeah.
really cool. That's
Yeah.
not
By
easy to do too. I told you I'm doing that Duolingo.
the
I'm
way.
on an 18
Yeah,
day streak and I'm getting pretty good, but I could talk Spanish. I can like,
It's not
talk
easy.
about, yeah, it's
No, you
not
got to
easy.
concentrate on
Not
it.
easy.
No. But that's a guy. You should slide up to him, though. We get his celly so we can get him on the show during the season. Just
Yeah, let me see if I can do
after you throw a
that.
freaking bullet down the middle. How hard?
Good.
Let's see. How hard do you think you're? Are
Dude,
you? Are
all
you
I need is
gonna
70 something. I'm gonna fire it.
fire it? I
I'm
love it.
definitely gonna fire it, but it's gotta be and then we could you could well, you gotta I told Sarah, I said, get the video running. We need to get this for the mayor's office tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, dude, I'm
Yeah.
gonna break this down old school, like when I was back in the edit
Yeah.
rooms with Harold. And like, dude, I'm gonna chop it up into. There's gonna be bells and whistles all over the thing.
I gotta
I
just.
might call
I'm
Statcast. I might call the people.
gonna.
I'm not kidding. They can figure it out. I'll get the whole
Good,
thing.
dude.
Amazon Web Services will be sponsoring
God, so good. And
our show
by
tomorrow.
the way, how did Will Clark, when he did an hour with us, not change hands? I'm doing this with you right now. I've
You
changed
are.
hands 7 times because I'm like, oh, my shoulder, my shoulder.
That's so funny. All right. Well, I cannot wait. You have literally, it's 11:03 Eastern right now. You probably have like 74 more obligations, right? Do you have to go on
Oh
more
yeah, yep.
interviews?
About to. I gotta. Yep. I'm about to go do some interviews in a second here, and then I gotta go to the main stage with Pokey and Dimitri after the parade. The parade starts at noon, dude. I was the grand marshal for the parade in 2018, bro. That's when you really appreciate Reds opening day. The streets are packed,
Yeah.
packed.
Now, do you go to the parade or do you go to the stadium and just chill out or you
I'm
stay?
just gonna go to the stadium because the parade. I mean, they've shut down all the streets of the city.
Yeah,
It's
that's a
a
lot,
big deal
man.
here.
That's a lot.
It's
That's a lot.
a big deal. Yeah, it's a big deal. So they shut down all the streets in the city, and it's getting real. It's getting real around here.
Do any kids go to, n no kids are in school today, right? In Cincinnati? No kids can.
Dude, if this is the one day in Cincinnati that if you miss school, they're cool with it. You
Yeah.
don't need to know. You don't need a note on opening day. You don't need a note. And a lot of teachers are missing. They don't need to know either. Sometimes the kids are just running. They're in the classroom by themselves running it.
That's so cool, man. Ah, dude. So I'm so fired up for you. You got the good mindset for this. You're ready to roll. You're
I'm ready, dude. I'm
taking
ready. I'm
all
ready.
in.
I'm gonna let it eat. I'm gonna let it eat. I'm gonna put it right in there, Chish.
Let's go, bro.
Oh.
I'm so fired up for you, dude. All right. Get back to Get back to work, dude.
I say that now as I'm sitting on the couch, but when there's 45,000 people screaming when I get out there, we'll see where my adrenaline goes. You know?
Yeah, you hear that, dude. I hear that. You got it, though, bro. Like I said, dude, you hit 560 or something in a World Series.
I'm 29.
You can throw one ball to the plate.
I got it, dude. I got it.
So proud of you, man. So excited for
you.
Can't wait to see Sarah's leather red pants.
me neither. Can't wait to see you.
Nice, dude. All right. Have so much fun, dude. I'll text you. I'll be watching, obviously.
Okay, brother. I love you, man. Thanks. Hey, and thanks for everybody listening. Thanks for all your comments about throwing from the mound. And it's going to be a fun day for everybody. We appreciate everybody listening. And catch you tomorrow, brother. Get the video to you.
Let's go.